So we're talking today about women investing in their retirement. Talk to me a little bit about some of the trends that you're seeing and what are some of the things that are sticking out to you.
Well, Edward Jones surveyed 1,000 women. What we found was that 7 out of 10 women felt confident, which is awesome. But 66% have never met with a financial advisor, and only a quarter of the women say their saving for retirement is a top priority in the next 3 to 5 years, which is not so great. The disconnect that we found is what women know to do, but what they're actually doing.
And what do you attribute the 66% who don't go to a financial advisor to? What was the cause of that?
I think women tend to focus on short-term, immediate, family-related financial priorities over their long-term financial strategy.
Gotcha. And so what, you know, what situation is this leaving them in? You know, 66% haven't gone, you know, by that, by a certain age. You know, what does that leave them with in terms of being prepared for retirement?
Well, I think women need to learn to prioritize themselves. Many women put their own goals on the back burner in order to accommodate the family needs. So it's important to make a plan and a strategy to be successful in the long term as well, so that she can be having a good oxygen mask on herself.
And from Edward Jones' perspective, you know, where, what position do women need to be in? How do they take charge and you know, get in charge of their own finances and make these goals?
Well, compared to a physical trainer walks you through your workouts. They help you stay on track with your goals. They can provide the information, support, and insight to feel confident with your financial advisor. They need to act. They need to get motivated. It may seem overwhelming to have big long-term goals. Many women feel they have to do everything all at once. But if they break down their goals into something manageable that they can achieve over time, there's no need to do it all at the same time, but know what matters for you and how you can start chipping away. So most importantly, they can reach out to a financial advisor.
You know, people are living a lot longer these days. That's an indicator, I think, that, you know, more money needs to be put away in terms of retirement. Is there a certain number that, you know, women need to be at by a certain age? Did you kind of delve into, you know, where people should be in terms of being prepared financially?
Well, studies have shown that an average person needs to put away somewhere between 10 and 15% of their current income as early as they can to retire well and on time. What we thought was so interesting about what's going on in the generations ahead is that we found that so many women will be stewards of a huge transfer of wealth from one generation to another in the next 25 years. We estimate that to be around $68 trillion worth. Not to mention, women tend to live longer, as you mentioned, so it's important for them to be empowered when it comes to making financial decisions.
What are the other key takeaways from this study?
I think there's always going to be a competing priority. Women tend to prioritize themselves last, but what we think is the most important thing is that they focus on their future, perhaps putting short-term and family needs behind their own needs.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
We have a great workshop that we're going to be doing. It's a webinar. If they have time, they can go to www.edwardjones.com/women. They can register for a webinar about female financial empowerment. It's going to air at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, June 26th.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I do appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.